Okay, we're on Membeis Amid Beis 84 or 42 B2 second column. We're in the middle of the page. Okay, the Gemara is going off. I mean, the Gemara is continuing about the concept of a shliach. This is a very interesting Gemara, by the way. The Gemara is until now came to the conclusion that a shliach of a person is like the person himself, right? So the Gemara asks, but there's a Mishnah that says, a shliach as a beit of somebody sends a fire. Biyad chedeshayt of a cotton in the hands of a deaf mute, insane, or a kid under bar bas mitzvah, and the kid goes and burns down a house. So the din is part of medini adam, under the laws of man, meaning bez din cannot make you pay, but chay bedin is shemayim in the heavenly court. If you want to get tshuva, you need to pay for it. In other words, like this: a normal healthy person gives a torch to a kid. Or to a person who's crazy, okay? And they go and they burn down the house. So the din is, I'm potter, right? So the question is, what happens? Shilach biyapikach. What happens if I give a normal, healthy person a torch to burn down the house and the guy does it? Then, pikach chayev, the one that did it is chayev, okay? That means if I send you to burn down the house and you go burn down the house, you have to pay, not me. So the Gemara asks, why? According to the whole Gemara before, name a shluch a shaladim gemara. A shliach is a shliach. So why isn't the sender obligated to pay? Why is the guy that burned down the house obligated to pay if he's a shliach of the one that sent him? We're talking Torah law. Shani Hossam. So now the Gemara says a very general rule. Over there is different because ain't shliach l'dvar aveda. When it comes to sin, there is no shliach. Why? Because damrinan, because we can say to the person, in other words, the sender can say to the shliach, and therefore Bezdin says to the shliach, divrei harav, the master says one thing, divrei atalmud, and the student says something else, divrei mishaimim, who are you supposed to listen to? In other words, Hashem says, don't burn down the house. I say, burn down the house. Right? Who are you supposed to, I can say to you, in other words, 1 minute. I said, burn down the house. Hashem told you not to. Who are you supposed to listen to? Me or Hashem? Why should I be obligated for what you did? Okay? So therefore, the Gemara says a rule that when it comes to an Aveda, there is no Shliach. Okay? There's no Shliach when it comes to an Aveda. So the Gemara says, but Tanya, but I'll ask you a question on this. There's a Mishnah that says like this. Let me explain. There's a din called Me'ila. Me'ila means, what's called Me'il Behegdish. If somebody misuses accidentally something of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, without, it wasn't redeemed. It belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Somebody accidentally uses it. So the din is, you have to pay back the principal. Plus an additional fifth, which is 25%. Like we learned already many times, a fifth in Torah is 25%. And you have to bring a carbon me'ila. Hashem me'ila. Okay? Hashem me'ila. So it says like this. What happens? Shliach shalei osa shlichusi. Shliach doesn't do, in other words, like this. I send you to do something, which is taking an object of the Beis HaMikdash and using it for personal usage. Okay? So the din is, if the shliach didn't listen to the sender exactly, the din is shliach mal. The shliach has to bring the korban me'ila and pay the additional money. Also, shlichusei, what happens though if he did his shlichus properly? He did exactly what he was told to do. Then balabayis mal. Then the balabayis does the me'ila. Okay? Meaning like this. I send you to use this. Let's say this Gemara belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, yeah? I tell you, take the Gemara and use it. Okay? So the Mishnah says like this. If you did exactly like I told you to do, so you're my shliach, then I have to do me'ila.
That's called
me'ila? Wait one second. What happens if you didn't listen to me properly, you changed a little bit, then you do the Me'ilah in the Hekdesh, right? So the Gemara asks, Ki osa shlichus the balabayis, but if he did the shlichus, we say, balabayis mi'amal, a little bit like two-thirds of the way down, and 84.
Well, 42b2 still, right?
Yeah, 42b3 already. Balabayis mi'amal, the balabas does me'ilah, the Gemara says, ne'men shlich l'dvar aveda. L'cheira me'ilah is an aveda. Okay? Now, if I send you to misuse objects of the Beis HaMikdash, that's an aveda, right? The Gemara just got through saying a rule, ein shliach l'dvar aveda. Therefore, we learned, if I send you with a torch to go burn down somebody's house, and if you're a mature, normal, not a chayashayt of a cotton, you're a normal person, you're obligated to pay, not me. Even though I sent you, but by an aveda, there's no shliach. And we said, why? Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, who are you supposed to listen to? God or me? Okay? So the Gemara says there's a din of Me'ilah, that if somebody misuses the Beis HaMikdash object, b'shoigig, b'shoigig. Because if there's mazid, if you did it intentionally, there's no din Me'ilah. Okay? If accidentally you misused an object of the Beis HaMikdash, b'shoigig accidentally, so you have to pay the principal, a fifth, which means 25%, plus a carbon.
Principal of what?
No, let's say the Gemara was worth $10.
Okay.
Yeah? So you have to pay $10 plus 25% is $250.
And give the Gemara back too?
No, the Gemara is not Hegdish anymore. It was taken out of Hegdish. Because you misused it. I'll give you an example. Let's say it's a Gemara. Okay, you can't use the Gemara for that. I tell you, take the Gemara and prop up the shelf with it. You know, hold up the shelf with the Gemara. So it's an object of the Beis HaMikdash. So it's a din of Me'ilah. Okay? So the Mishnah says, I mean the Braisa says, if I send you with this object of the Beis HaMikdash to prop up the bookcase. So if you did exactly like I said, I do Me'ilah. Because you're my shliach. If you didn't do it exactly, then you're not Meshliach anymore, because we learned the whole time Shliach has to do exactly what he wanted him to do. So then you do Me'ilah, not me. Right? So the Gemara asks, how could there be a Shliach? If the Shliach does it 100% right, the Balabas does Me'ilah, the guy that sent him, why ain't Shliach with an Aveda? And Me'ilah is an Aveda. Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely b'shogeg.
So we have to prove that it's b'shogeg this way.
No, if the guy didn't know. If the guy knew, then it wouldn't be. Okay, Toysis over here asks, I didn't want to say the Toysis yet, but you're alluding it to it. Toysis says 1 minute. Why is in Shlich L'dvar Aveda? Because I tell you, who said to listen to me, you should listen to God. Yeah? But if you didn't know it was a sin, the whole logic doesn't apply. So Taisa says, Tema, Me'ila, by definition, is a shaygig. So the guy didn't know it's an Aveda. Why do we say, Enshlech the Aveda, the Gemara says? Because there's a logic. I tell you it's a sin, Hashem tells you not to sin, why are you listening to me, not to Hashem? But here the guy didn't know it's an Aveda, because if he knew it was an Aveda, if he knew it was Hegdish, there's no Me'ilah. Right. So Taisa says, what's the Gemara's question? Taisa answers, speaking in a case when the Shlich did remember in the middle, he remembered and the Balabas didn't, or whatever. But, I mean, Taisa says that the question is stronger than the answer.
Right.
Okay, but the Gemara's anyway going to explain it.
What? This was the question. I mean, if the Shlich does not know that it's an Aveda, then he sends somebody to go and do that, to go and feed his food, and he did not know he's
not. We're not done with this Gemara. This Gemara goes on for a while. I mean, this whole, you know, this concept. There's two reasons why in Shlich L'dvar Aveda. Either we learn out from a pasuk, that we'll soon see, okay, or the logic. Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud. Now, if it's only logic, then when the logic doesn't apply, like in this case, me'ila, it's accidental, the guy doesn't know, so then there would be yeshlich advar aveira, right? But if you hold it, so you learn it out from a pasuk, so then it's a whole different story. Then regardless if you knew or not, by an aveira, there's no shlich, it's finished. Okay, we'll see this. That's good. Anyway, so Gemara asks, my name ain't shlich advar aveira. Okay, so we're like, again, an 84, maybe 15 lines from the end of the page. So Gemara answers, you're right. Mi'ila is different. Why? We learn it out from a pasuk. Shani mi'ila, the alfinin, chet chet mi truma. By truma it says chet, lisisol of chet. By mi'ila it says the word chet. So there's a gzeir shava. You know, you learn out the words. So therefore, ma truma mashe shliach. How, just like by truma, you can make a shliach, because one of the sources of shliach is from truma, because it says gam atem. So if truma teaches us that you can make a shliach, so me'ila also teaches us you can make a shliach. So Gemara says, 1 minute. So v'nelef minei, then on the contrary, from here we should learn out that there always is a shliach by an aveda. If Me'ila says, you're right. We learn Me'ila from Truma, that just say by Truma you can make a Shliach. By Me'ila there's also Shliach, even though it's an Aveda. So the Gemara says, then let's learn out from Me'ila that there is a Shliach of Dvar Aveda. All over the Torah. Me'ila is an Aveda, and the Torah teaches us the Shliach is by Me'ila. So then why don't we learn that out for the whole Torah, that by every Aveda there could be a Shliach? So the Gemara answers, you're right. Because mishum de me'ilu shlichus yad shnei ksuvim babarm ke'echad. We learned already before in the Gemara that there's a concept that if two psukim teach us the same din, why does the Torah teach us the same din by two psukim? To teach us only these two things. Okay? No. Only these two things teach us this din, but everywhere else not. Because if the Torah wants us to learn it all over the place, mention it once, and from once, we'll know everywhere. So sometimes the Gemara says, the Torah mentions it twice. So there's an argument in the Gemara is going to quote the sources now, if melamdim or ein melamdim. But now the Gemara is going with the opinion that two psukim, that teach us the same din, only these two dinim have the din and nowhere else. Meaning, me'ila and shlichus yad. Now what is shlichus yad? When I give you something to watch, you're a shomer, right? Shomer chinam, shomer for free, it doesn't matter. I give you something to watch. The Torah says in Parshas Mishpatim, Yiswer shleisholach yodei b'mlech Yisrael, that he didn't use it. If I give you the Gemara to watch, and you use it, you become a ganef. No matter what happens to it, you got to pay. Okay, that's called Shlichus Yad. Shlichus Yad means the second you use something I gave you to watch, like, Moshe, if you steal an animal, and the animal dies of natural causes, you still have to pay back the animal, you're a ganef. Right? If I give you an animal to watch, and the animal dies of natural causes, einis, right, you're butter. But if you steal it, you're automatically chayiv. So the Torah says, you have to swear that you didn't do Shlichus Yad. So it says like this, because Me'il and Shlichus Yad both teach us, in those two cases, there is Shlich L'Dvar Aveda. I'll explain in a second, the Gemara is going to explain. Therefore, we cannot learn it out for the whole Torah. What's the case? Me'ila, Hodamadim. The case of Me'ila, we just said, that if I send a Shlich to do Me'ila, and he does exactly what I wanted, so then the guy that sent him has to do Me'ila. But what's the din by Shlichus Yad? The Tanya says in the Braisa like this. Al kol dvar pesha, says for any matter of liability. Okay, so then the Torah says like this. Al kol dvar pesha, adu alikim yavish darashneim, im lesholach yadu b'mlechus reyeyu. It's a buzzing in Mishpatim, which is the Chumash. The Torah says like this about the din of a shemer. But the din of a shemer, the Torah says, if any negligence, anything, Here. It says like this. If I give you something to watch, the gun of me beis ha'ish, and it was stolen, so if you find the gun, if you pay the double. Okay? What happens if you didn't find the ganef and the shomer says it was stolen? Yeah? So the pasuk is like this. You bring him to Beis Din, and he swears, im le'shalach yodi b'mlech esriyehu. We said that he didn't use the object. The next pasuk says, al kol dvar pesha, for any negligence, shor, chamer, whatever it is. Okay? So, Beishameh says, im le'shalach yodi b'mlech esriyehu, if he didn't use it, al kol dvar pesha. Now, what's the Torah adding, al kol dvar pesha? So it says like this. The Pasuk says, al kol dvar pesha, Beishameh says, what does the Pasuk mean? Lechayiv ala machshove kamaisa. This is a very interesting din of Beishameh. Beishameh says, even if I didn't actually use it, I thought of using it. The Torah says, al kol dvar pesha, any negligence, even the thought of using it, even if I didn't, I'm already chayiv. Beis Hillel says, "Ein chayiv at sheyishlach b'yad." Beis Hillel says, and that's the halacha, you are not chayiv until you actually use it. Shenamar, because like we said, what does the pasuk say? Im le'shalach yodim b'mlechus reyayu, that you didn't use it. Okay? Now, so now the Gemara says, so therefore like this, Beis Shammai learns out from Al Kol Dvar Pesha that even thought is chayiv. Beis Hillel says, no, the pasuk says, Im Loi Shalach Yodai, which means you actually have to do it. Okay. Amar Beis Shammai le Beis Hillel. So Beis Shammai says to Beis Hillel, but it says Al Kol Dvar Pesha, which Beis Shammai says means to include thought. So what do you do with that pasuk? So, the typical Jew, Amlem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, but it says Im Le'Shalach Yodai. So Beis Hillel answers back to Beis Shammai, but it says Im Le'Shalach Yodai, that you actually have to use it. Amlem Beis Shammai Le Beis Hillel. So Beis Shammai says to Beis Hillel, okay, Im Kein Al Kol Dvar Pesha Lameli. What does Al Kol Dvar Pesha teach us? Okay, according to you, I understand. Im Le'Shalach Yodai, you have to actually use it to be chayiv. But the Torah says, "I'll call dvar pesha." What does it teach us? So Beis Hillel said like this: listen, Ein li alohu. I would only know if he uses it himself. The shomer uses the object. Amar la'avde l'shluchim minayin. How do I know if the owner doesn't use it himself? He tells his eved or his shliach, "Use it." How do I know he's still chayiv? Because it says, "I'll call dvar pesha." Huh? Because any negligence is inclusive. It includes. Okay, what does it include? That you use it, that the pasuk says in Leshalach. Okay? Think that you use it? So Beis Shammai Taka says that's what it includes. So Beis Shammai says to Beis Hillel, according to you that the shliach has to actually use it to be liable, to be a ganef, so what does our Kol Dvar Pesha include? So Beis Hillel says, you know what it includes? Even a shliach. So what do you see from there? Over there, shliach l'dvar aveda. Right? So therefore you have, me'ila is yesh shliach l'dvar aveda, and shliach's yad is yesh shliach l'dvar aveda, because it's two psukim that teach me the same din. The rule is, we cannot learn for anywhere else. And therefore, when the Gemara asks, why don't we learn out from Me'ila that in the whole Torah we can have a shliach for an Aveda? Because the Gemara says, because Me'ila and Shliach Asyad are two psukim that teach us over there, yesh shliach lidvar Aveda, which means everywhere else, there isn't. By the way, this is different than the logic. Now we're learning it out from a pasuk. The fact that the Torah says twice, by these two dinim, it automatically teaches us, not mitzad logic, mitzad halacha, that everywhere else there's no shliach ledvar aveda. So the Gemara says, Okay, that's good according to Beis Hillel. Okay, so therefore, Beis Hillel says, Lo shalach yodeh means he actually use it. Al kol dvar pesha includes the shliach. But according to Beis Shammai, that means, Al kol dvar pesha to teach us machshava, that means you don't know the din of a shliach. Therefore, shlichus yad, for an avera, there's no din of shlichus. So then me'ila is the only one. So why don't we learn out from Me'ila for Kol HaTorah Kula that there's a Yeshlich Dvar Aveda? So the Gemara says, because, okay, forget Shlich Es Yad. Me'ila U'Tvicha U'Mechira, Me'ila is one, Tvicha U'Mechira, Shechting, okay, we're top of the page, of Mem Gimel. Because Me'ila and Tvicha are two Psukim coming together. Okay, and the Gemara is going to explain what this means. We learned in Chumash, if you steal something, you pay double. Yeah? What happens is the shliach shechts the animal or sells the animal. So the Gemara says, Chamisha bakar, Chamisha shisham tachas habakar, varboa tachas haser, right? If it was a cattle, it's 5 times the amount. If it's a shepsele, it's 4 times the amount, right? Okay. Now, what, so therefore, the Gemara says like this. Me'ila, again, hod amarim. Okay? Me'ila is the case we said, that yes, shlich ledvar aveda. What's the case? It's vachar mechari. So it says, Amikra, the Pasuk says, come from Alaska or from the North Pole?
I learned of the weather lately.
Amikra, the Pasuk says, utvachay u'ay mechari. The Pasuk says, you shecht it, or sell it. Right? Now, in order to sell something, you need another person. It's called a buyer. Right? Any sale involves a buyer, which is a second person. So the Gemara learns out like this. The Braisa says, just like selling, there's two people involved. By shechting, even if there's two people involved, it's the same din. What do you mean two people involved by shechting? I sent you to shecht the animal. It means I made you a shliach. You know, the Bryce is saying like this. If a ganav steals an animal, and he shechts it himself, so the pasuk says clearly, he pays 4 or 5 times the amount. What happens if I make you a shliach? I don't shecht it. I steal the animal, and you shecht it for me. So the Bryce says, I'm going to be chayef. Why? Because the Torah says, shechting or selling. Just like selling, somebody else is involved. That means tvicha, somebody else could also be involved. How do you get somebody else involved by shechting if I make a shliach? So over there, you see again, you're shliach the vada veda. Amakra, mutvacha yumachari. Ma mechirai deyachet. Just like selling is through somebody else, right? You can't sell with that. Avtvichai deyachet. Okay? Or, another way the Gemara learns it out, Tvei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, says, Oi, the Pasuk says, Tvachai, Oi Mechari. Now, Oi is an extra word, because it says Tvachai Mechari. What does Oi teach us? L'Rabbis is a Shliach. Again, all the Gemara is doing now, the Gemara is just saying, everybody agrees there's a Shliach by Shachting. The only question is it from Oy? Is it from Mechira? Is it from Tachas? The Dvei Chizkitana? It says Chamisha Bokeh Tachas. So the extra word Tachas teaches us Labis is a Shliach. The Pearl of the Gemara's conclusion so far is like this. Normally, Ein Shliach LeDvar Aveda. So Gemara says, why by Me'ila is there Shliach LeDvar Aveda? So Gemara says, we learn it out from Truma. There's a Gzeira Shava. If Truma can make a Shliach, Me'ila can make a Shliach. Me'ila is an Aveda. So you see, you have Shliach Dvar Aveda. So the Gemara asks, okay, so let's learn out for the whole Torah that you can make a Shliach to do an Aveda. So the Gemara says, no, Me'ila and Shliach Es Yad are two Psukim, and like the Gemara elaborated, the Machlokes between Misham and Misil. So the Gemara said, yeah, but according to Beisil Shammai, you don't have the two Psukim. And the Gemara says, okay, so it's not Shlichus Yad, it's Me'ila and Tvicha Mechira. By Tficha Mechira you can make a shliach, even though it's an aveda, because you stole it. It's stolen, and you're shechting somebody else's property. And yet the din is you can make a shliach to do the shechita. Okay? Now, this is only according to the Gemara. This is only according to the halacha that two psukim, like we said before, the fact that the Torah says the same din by two psukim, two dinim, teaches us you can't learn out anywhere else. But that's only one opinion. Then another opinion, the Gemara says that shnei ksuvim aboim ke'achot melamdim. You could learn out from two psukim that say the same din by two different dinim. You could learn out for the whole Torah. So the Gemara is going to ask now a very simple question. Me'ila des yesh shlich ledvar aveda. Tvichu mechira des shlich ledvar aveda. Shlich es yad according to Beis Hillel des shlich es ledvar aveda. Why don't we learn out according to the opinion that says you could learn from them? Why don't we learn out in the whole Torah yesh shlich ledvar aveda? Because if the Torah says in two places or three places that there is a shliach ledvar aveda, so let's learn for the whole Torah that in any case the shlich ledvar aveda. How can something be kosher or treif?
No, but this you're talking about a rule.
No.
There's two pasukim that comes to teach you the rest is not like
that. The Shiloh, what was the rule given to Moshe Rabbeinu? Was it a rule that you could learn from those two? You can learn, that's the argument.
If there's
a
machloket, then you
cannot,
you don't know what to come up as a halacha.
No, for the Gemara Paskins, eventually what the halacha is. I mean, the halacha is shneksim bankech melam, ein melamdim. You don't, yeah, that's the halacha. But there is an opinion that holds melamdim. So the Gemara says, according to that opinion, we should learn out for the whole Torah that there's a shlich ledvar aveda.
To refute it.
Right?
No, I thought there's no machlokas and rules.
There could be machlokas and rules too. Do you know how many machlokas you have when they count the 613 mitzvahs, yeah? The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs counts the 613. The Ramban argues in them in a bunch of mitzvahs. The Chinuch argues in a bunch of mitzvahs. Which mitzvah is counted, which mitzvah is not counted. The Gemara says in Makkos there's 613 mitzvahs. Yeah? But what the 613 mitzvahs? Yeah, you have different opinions. How could there be a machlekes? That's Torah. No, you have a machlekes, whatever you want. Whenever you ask a question in Torah, it's safe to say there's two opinions.
Do it. We have to wait for the
Rishonim
to enumerate the mitzvahs.
Because nobody did it before. It's just a factual thing. They didn't do it. Okay, then the Gemara says like this. Hey, Nichol Amandi Yomer, Shnei Ksum Barim Kelchadim Melamdim. That's only good according to the opinion that says two Ksum that have come together, you don't learn. El Amandi Yomer, Shnei Ksum Barim Kelchadim Melamdim. But according to the opinion that says you could learn out from them for the whole Torah. Okay? So Gemara says, Ma'ika l'meimar. Well, so why can't we learn out from them, from those two, that there's a shliach l'dvar aveda all over the Torah? So Gemara says like this. Gali rachmane b'shchut echutz. There's a din like this. You know, shchut echutz means if you shecht a korban outside of the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, like this. Until the Beis HaMikdash was built, was called, the bamis were mutter. Bamis means an altar. Until the Beis HaMikdash was built, any Tom, Dick, and Harry could build an altar in his backyard and bring a korban. Once the Beis HaMikdash was built, the Torah says, when you come, Mokom Asher Yivchar Hashem, when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, you're not allowed to shecht anything outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Torah says, what happens if he did? The Torah says like this, Dom Yechoshev Liyishohu Dom Shavach. He shall be considered bloodshed for that person because he has shed blood. Okay? In other words, the punishment is kodesh. If a guy, after the Beis HaMikdash was built, shecht a korban outside of the Beis HaMikdash, the punishment is kodesh. In fact, the Gemara asks, 2 weeks ago in Parshas Kisisa, Yeah? Which, because it wasn't Parshish Kolim or anything like that, we read the normal after Eliyahu on Har Carmel. Yeah? So Eliyahu Navi built a bama and brought him his makir of the carbon. In that case, when he said fire should come down from heaven, so the Gemara asked, how you talking? So the Gemara said, Eliyahu Hira Shah, so Hashem told him a direct nevuah. You know, there was a mamish an exception that Hashem told Eliyahu Navi, in this case, he could do it. But there was the exceptional case. Like this, the punishment is kodesh. Okay. But what is, what's that? What does the Torah say? The Torah says like this, Dam Yechoshev lo ish hahu, Dam Shafach. Blood is shed, bloodshed is for that person, Huva le shluchi. Meaning, the Torah says, when do you get killed? Chorus, if you shechted it. But if you had a shliach shechting it, then there's no shliach. So what's the Gemara basically saying? From Shchut Ichutz, we learn out that by an Aveda, it's only who. So Gemara says, 1 minute, Ashkechen Gabech Shchut Ichutz, but that's only a din by Shchut Ichutz. How does that teach us the whole Torah? Right? If anything, from Me'ila and the other places, we see the, there is a Shlich Lidvar Aveda. So Gemara says, B'chol HaTorah Minolan. How do you learn out the whole Torah from there? So the Gemara answers, the Yalev Mishchut Echutz. Yeah? Because you learn out from Shchut Echutz for the whole Torah, that there's no Shliach. So Gemara says, 1 minute, Yalev Mishchut Echutz. Why are you learning out from Shchut Echutz that there's no Shliach Lidvar Aveda? Learn out from Me'ila, Shlichus Yad, and Tvichu Mechira, that there is a Shlich Lidvar Aveda. In other words, we find a weird thing over here. Three places, there is a Shlich Lidvar Aveda. Right? Me'ila, Shlichus Yad, and Tvichu Mechira. Maybe we just learn. By Shchut Echutz, it says only you get killed, not your Shlich. So we learn out from the end Shlich Lidvar Aveda. Right? So the says, 1 minute. Three places say yes. There is a Shlich Lidvar Aveda. Shchut Echutz says no. Now what do you think? Should you go by the three or by the one? The Gemara says, we learn out from Shchut Echutz that there's no Shlich Lidvar Aveda. So the Gemara says, why are you learning out from Shchut Echutz that there's no Shlich Lidvar Aveda? Learn out from the other three dinim, Me'ila, Shlich, that there is a Shlich Lidvar Aveda. That makes more sense. So the Gemara says no. But by over there, by Shchut Echutz, it says like this. V'nichras o'ish ahu. Again, the Torah uses another word. V'nichras o'ish ahu. And already for that person, not a shliach, we already know because it says, Dom yishafach ishahu. Dom yichoshev l'ishahu. What's the extra who? Im eina inyan l'gufay. If you don't need it for the din itself of shchut echutz, that you cannot make a shliach, to put it for the whole Torah. That's a rule. When the Torah says by a din, an extra word that you don't need for that, the Torah says, what's the rule? You use it for the whole Torah. So by the way, this is another interesting thing. According to this Gemara, how do you know Ein Shlich Lidvar Aveda? Not from the logic of Divrei Rav, Divrei HaTalmud. Because Shchut Echutz teaches us that only who is a only you and not a shliach, and the Torah says it twice, the word who, which teaches us for the whole Torah, anytime you do an Aveda, you got to do it. If a shliach does it for you, it's not.
Is he very his then?
Huh? We will soon see a very interesting opinion of Shammai. Not by Shammai, Shammai. Shammai says, yes, shliach ledvar Aveda. We'll soon see in the Gemara, Shammai says, if I send you to kill somebody, I get killed, not you. It's a radical statement of Shammai. Wow. If I send the shliach to kill somebody, and the shliach does it, I get killed, not the shliach. Because shliach shel adam kameisai.
Like civil law.
Huh?
Like civil law.
Yeah, civil law, they'll both get killed. But you know, there's an interesting thing. We discussed this when we started this Gemara about Shlichus a while ago. There's a famous question that Rishonim asked, the Tesis Rid asks. The famous question. Why can't I make a Shliach to do a mitzvah for me? Why can't I? I'm too lazy to put on tefillin, let's say. I say, do me a favor, you be my shliach and you put on tefillin. I don't like matzah. You know what? You're going to be my shliach and you're going to eat matzah. Why doesn't that work?
If the mitzvah is, you're supposed to eat yourself.
No, so we explained, Tosfos the answers, that a mitzvah that your body has to do, you can't make a shliach. Why?
Why?
Okay. The action is like I did it. Right? If I send the shliach's action is like I did it. Okay? So I say to you, put on tefillin for me. Okay, granted, I put on tefillin. But in whose body? Your body. Tefillin got to be on my body. Okay? If I make you a shliach to eat matzah for me. Okay, I ate matzah. In which body? In your body. That doesn't work. My body has to eat matzah. In other words, the concept of shlichus means the action of the shliach is considered as if the sender, the mishaleach, did it.
Like tzedakah.
Yeah, I can make you a shliach to give tzedakah for me.
Right.
Because it's like, I gave tzedakah. That's not a problem. But if I have to put tefillin on my body, I can't put tefillin on your body. I mean, I could, but I don't get the mitzvah of me wearing tefillin. My mouth and stomach have to eat matzah. Okay? So even if I'm eating, because you're eating for me, and you're my shliach, so I'm eating, but it's with your mouth. So it's no good.
What about kiddush? That you hear, but you don't taste anything. It's also like the halacha is okay, right? The other person...
Yeah.
So, but I'm not doing it.
There's no mitzvah for you to drink the wine of your body, on your body. What happens if a guy makes kiddush and he can't drink the wine, somebody else drinks it? He's yaitzer. And matzah doesn't work like that. You have to eat matzah. But wine you don't have to drink, you have to make kiddush or hear kiddush. There's no mitzvah, you have to drink the wine.
Friday night or Shabbos morning.
If you can't drink the wine and somebody else next to you drinks it, that's fine.
Even though it's a Bor Pere Gafan and you still don't drink it, now it's Shliach drinking.
You got married? Under the chuppah, who makes a Bor Pere Gafan? The rabbi.
The rabbi.
Who drinks the wine?
Hopefully.
Chos and Kala, not the rabbi.
Right? That kid is too.
I thought Kiddush on Friday night, if you don't drink
somebody has to drink.
Somebody has to? I thought you don't drink it.
If you want to drink wine, you could drink grape juice.
Whatever.
That's for Pico. So it'd be a wine or whiskey.
Well, anyway. 3 ounces. Right.
3 ounces,
yeah. No, the David of Yis. Majority of it avias. If avias is 3 ounces, majority of it avias. A little bit over 1 and 1.5.
Well, you just said you don't have to drink it.
Somebody has to drink it, because a bracha was made.
What if you don't make a bracha?
Then you had no, the Chacham said it has to be over wine. You need to make a bracha. Somebody has to drink.
That's one of the 7 rabbinical mitzvahs we have.
Yeah.
So how is it different than matzah? Somebody has to eat it.
No, you have to eat it, not somebody has to eat it. You have to eat it.
Yeah, why couldn't you use that argument for matzah?
Because the mitzvah, the Torah says you have to eat matzah. Uh-huh. The Torah doesn't say you have to drink wine. The Torah doesn't say you have to drink wine. If the Torah said you have to drink wine, Taki, you couldn't do it. The Torah doesn't say you have to drink wine.
Pesach, mate.
Four cups.
That's again rabbinic. But over there also, you have to drink 4 cups of wine. So if I send you, if I make you a shliach to drink the wine, it's like, I drank the wine in your stomach. I mean, that doesn't, down your mouth, it doesn't work.
Save a lot of time. I don't have time to eat for me.
Yeah, you're going to get full if somebody else eats for you. So a lot of times you ask two people to put on tefillin. They say, no, you do it for me. So I say, okay, I'll eat for you also then. But it's interesting because by Ein Shlicha Dvar Veis, so it's so far in the Gemara, there's, when we get more into the Gemara, we'll see there's a difference if it's a Svara or if it's a Pasuk. Right now, I mean, the Gemara is not saying the Svara is wrong. The Gemara said there's a Svara that Divirat Av, Divirat Talmud, Divirat Mihu, who are you supposed to listen to? But now the Gemara is learning it out from Shchut Echutz. Shchut Echutz teaches me that a who twice, then the whole Torah, when it comes to an Aveira, you got to do the Aveira yourself and not, if you send a Shliach, you didn't do the Aveira.
Happened a lot of times the Shaliach doesn't know this.
Oh, that's the din. That's the question. And that we're going to see later in the Gemara.
So
for instance, I'll give you an example. You can make a Shaliach to do Kedushin, right? Second pair, we learned. Yish Mekadosh Boy Ubishluchay. Okay. Now, a Kohen cannot marry a divorcee. Correct?
Right.
For a Kohen to do Kedushin with a divorcee is an Aveda. Yeah? What happens if a Kohen sends a Shliach, who's a Yisrael, to do Kedushin with this divorcee for the Kohen? Now, for the Kohen, it's an Aveda, but for the Yisrael, it's not an Aveda to do Kedushin with a Grusha.
It's not doing for him.
Right, but so it's who's the Aveda for? The Meshaleach or the Shliach? See, before we said, Divrei Rav, Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishaimim. I tell you to burn down the house. Yeah, the case we learned before, right? Or to eat something, treif. Yeah? So, I told you, burn down the house. And Hashem says, don't burn down the house. So I could say, who are you supposed to listen to, me or you? But over there, it's an Aveda for both of us. Correct? But here, what happens in the case, and the Gemara is going to talk about this later, when it's a sin for one of the two, it could work either way. Sometimes for the Yisrael it's not a sin, but for the Shliach, let's say it was a Kohen, it would be a sin. Or the opposite way. So then what's the din? Then what's the din? Is the Kedushin valid? Is the Kedushin not valid? And over there the logic might not apply. But the Pasuk might apply. The Pasuk Shchut Echutz teaches us anytime there's an Aveda, you can't make a Shliach, then maybe it would apply. So you have this. And what happens, like we learned before, by Me'ila, Taisa says, you know, like we said, Taisa says, look right over there, the whole thing is Shagig. Right? Again, what happens in a case when the Meshaleach knows it's an Aveda, and the Shliach doesn't know?
Right.
Yeah, so then, is there a din of Shliach or is not a Shliach? If you're going with the logic, then L'cheira, why shouldn't he be a Shliach? He didn't know it's an Aveda. So you can't say you should have listened to God, not to me. I didn't know it was wrong. So then, if you're going only by the logic, then you would have a Shliach L'dvar Aveda. But if you learn out from a basic, a flat rule, it doesn't apply, then it doesn't apply. When we have all these complications, and that, they're interesting, it's very interesting, by the way, but there's a lot of gray areas, it depends how you learn it out.
Do we have one established rule?
I'd like to know what Gemara finally, how it comes to this decision.
We'll see, we're not done yet. The Gemara goes for a while. Okay, then the Gemara says like this. So, Mandi, Yom HaShnek Simbar, Kalchanim, Melamdim. So, again, now, the Gemara says like this. Going back to the earlier Gemara, one opinion says that if there's two psukim, you don't learn out from them for the whole Torah. Okay? So, automatically, we know, Ein Shlichut Dvar Aveda. But the Gemara said, but according to the opinion that does, so they learn out from Shchut Echutz, right? So now the question is, according to the opinion that says, Shneiksim Baran Kachay Melamdim, why do they need Ahu? Ahu teaches us now, the Gemara said, that there's no Shliach L'Dvar Aveda. But that already we know from Me'ila and Tvicha Mechida. So what does Ahu do? So he says like this: Alhul lemutei shnayim sheichzim besakim v'sheichtim. We learn out a different law. Granted that there's no shliach, we learn out from me'ila and tvicha. But what does it mean by shchut echutz? What happens if two people shechted together outside the base of Mikdash? So the Torah says, Ahu can only be one guy. If two guys shecht, you're potter. Or, Ahu v'chad hu v'loy onus. So what, again, there's two words Ahu, right? Twice Ahu. So one teaches us, only an individual who shechts gets caught, if not if two people shechted together. And the second one teaches us, not if you're forced, or hula shegig, if it was accidental. He didn't know it was a korban. You know, he just shechted, he thought it was a regular thing. And hu v'lei muta, if he was tricked into doing it, he's also not liable. You need intention, you need to be one person. V'idach, and the other Tana, how does he learn out all these dinim? He said, because it says, it could have said who. It says hahu. It's an extra, hey, we learn everything out. And two people, and not chayiv, and all that. Okay. V'idach, and the other one says, ahu luda. He doesn't say who and who you can learn anything out of. Okay, now, this start this Gemara. It's very interesting. What did Tani, what we just said before. That's how we learned in the Brais. If somebody says to a shliach, "Tzei hareges hanefesh, go kill this guy for me," I hire a hitman, okay, to kill somebody. So the din is who chayiv? The shliach is chayiv. The sholcha potter, the one that sent him, is not. Why? Because he didn't kill him. The shliach did, and there's no shliach l'dvar aveda. Now listen to this. Shamei Azokin Emiv Shum Chagi Anovi. Shamei Azokin said in the name of Chagi, the Novi, Shoch of Chayiv. The one that sent him is Chayiv. But Shamei said in the name of Chagi Anovi that Yesh Lich Lidvar Aveda by killing.
Chagi Anovi?
Yeah.
Anovi?
Yeah. Chagi, the Malachi, were the last of the Nevi'im. So, and Hillel and Shammai were right after that.
So Anavi was the one who actually said that he's
fine. Yeah, but that doesn't mean Basil will have to agree with him.
Well, I think that he's Anavi.
Shenema says like this. How does he learn it out? Because it says, Nosan Anavi screamed at David HaMelech. I'll explain the whole story in a second. He said to him, Eisei harakta b'cherev b'nei amin. You killed him in the sword of Bnei Amin. This is the famous story. Every kid knows the story. You know the story of David and Bathsheba? Okay. Bathsheba's husband was Uriah Chiti. Uriah Chiti, David and Melech said, to the front. Okay, they got killed, basically, in the war. So Uriah Chiti got killed. Okay? That's why David, because David wanted to marry Bathsheba, the whole story, right? Obviously, the Gemara is going to say, he was made by Malchus and he deserved to die. We'll see that in the Gemara. Bottom line is, David HaMelech did not kill Uriah Chiti. David HaMelech sent him to the front on the battle. So who gets killed first? The guys in the front. Yet, Nosan HaNavi said to David HaMelech, Eisei harakti, you killed him. Well, David HaMelech didn't kill him. So what Shammai learns, so what does that pasuk teach us? That even though David HaMelech didn't kill him, but David HaMelech sent him to get killed, is a proof. Shlich, yeshlich, devar aveda.
He didn't make anyone shliach.
There's a bigger problem. The goyim killed him, a goy can't be a shliach either. But we'll see, we're not done with the Gemara. The Gemara says, my time is Shammai. What's the reason of Shammai? Right? That yeshlich ledvar aveda. So Gemara says very simple. He held shnei ksum barm kachum melamdim. Okay? He held two psukim that come together, meaning me'ila, tvicha mechira, both say yeshlich et var aveda. From there we learn our kol ha'teira kula. By shchut ichutz we learn our hu hu hu. Shammai doesn't hold to that. Of hu hu, you know, that whole thing. So Shammai says, you know why I say yeshlich et var aveda? I mean, the Gemara says according to Shammai. You know why Shammai says yes, shlich devar aveda? We learn it out from Meila, there's shlich devar aveda. By tficha mechira or shlich is yad, there's yes, shlich devar aveda. From here we learn out kol ha-teira kula. Or Iboy same another answer like this. La'elam Dardish Shammai does learn that ain't shlich ledvar aveda. Let me hear the Gemara is changing its mind. That really Shammai holds ain't shlich ledvar aveda. I, how did Nosson and Navi tell David you killed him? He didn't mean physically kill him that you're going to get killed. He means mechayev bedina shamayim, in the courts of heaven. You're chayev. In other words, like this. But the Gemara says now, and it's very interesting because it changes the halacha completely according to Shammai. When the Gemara says that Shammai said in the name of Chagi Anovi that if you send somebody to kill somebody, you're chayiv, he doesn't mean bidei adam. In the heavenly court, you have to have a cheshbon because you sent somebody to kill him. So even though you're not liable because you didn't actually kill him, but in the heavenly court, you're chayiv. So according to that, by the way, according to this opinion, Shammai doesn't hold ein shlich ledvar aveda. Shammai also holds ein shlich ledvar aveda. Why by killing the Shammai say you're chayiv? According to this answer of the Gemara, only b'din shemayim, in the earthly court, Yitaka don't get killed. The first answer of the Gemara was, Shammai holds Yitaka get killed. Because yes, shlich ledvar aveda. Okay, now the Gemara is going to answer a bunch of answers on this different deal. So Gemara says like this, Mechlal. So if that's the case, that Shammai holds that if somebody murders somebody, they're only Chai B'din Shemayim. Chai means B'din Shemayim. That means when the Hillel says Potter, it means even B'din Shemayim. Right? If Chai of Shammai means only in the heavenly court, and base Hillel says potter, that means even in the heavenly court they're potter. So Gemara says, Mechal Tanakama Savar, Nami Bidei Shemaim, Nami Potter. How could that be? I mean, come on, the guy sent somebody to kill somebody, how could he be innocent? In the heavenly court at least. So Gemara says, you're right. Dina Rabba V'dina Zuti Gemenayu. The difference between the Tanakama and Shammai is, are you judgment a greater magnitude or lesser magnitude? Meaning, Shammai says you get big punishment in heaven. And the first opinion says a little punishment in heaven. So Shammai says the word chayv means because we get our big punishment in heaven. And the first opinion that says potter means you only get a little punishment in heaven, not a real big one. Now the Gemara is going to continue the whole thing. Why Uri Achita Taki got killed. But it's... Okay, we'll just start it.
Anyway, it was a general. Wasn't it a general? And the king sent a general to fight.
Yoav is a general.
Oh, it was just a soldier?
They sent him to a place where the Babala was the fascist.
Where what?
The Babala was, you know...
To get killed.
He got killed there, but it was, according to the commentaries, he was in the fascist part of the battle.
Yeah.
That's what King David sent him to.
Yeah, but he was a soldier, not...
I think he even sent instruction, like, when he's in danger, don't try to save him. Is that true?
The truth is, as we learned many times, the way you see it in the movie is not the way the Gemara says. We learned this in Shabbos, okay, in the Sunday morning show a long time ago. Whoever says David HaMelech sinned with Bathsheba is wrong. Because anybody who went to David HaMelech's battle first divorced the wife. Gemara, famous Gemara, Kol Yetzel, Mechemez Beis David, Kesev Gerakisis Lishti. Anybody who went to war, before they went to war, David HaMelech says, you might not come back. Your wife will be stuck. There's a guna, there won't be... So David HaMelech had a rule. Anybody who went to war, divorced their wife. They came back, they remarried. And if they didn't come back, at least the white woman was a... divorcing, not stuck, isn't in a gunner. It's number one. So Bathsheba was never a married woman. in that time. Secondly, the Gemara is going to say now, and the Gemara says that in Shabbos also, that Uri Achita was Chayiv Misa. He was murdered by Malchus in the presence of David HaMelech. The Gemara is going to say, because he called Adoni Yoav, he said Yoav before David, and he called Yoav, my master Yoav, in the presence of the king, you're not allowed to give any titles to anybody else. So the bottom line is, as the Gemara is going to explain soon, Uri Achita was Chayiv Misa. David HaMelech, instead of killing him, right away, he said, you know what, let Hashem decide. So he sent him to the front of the battle. Okay? So the truth is, David HaMelech never did anything wrong. Because so technically, Uri Achitu should have been gotten killed before he went to battle.
Technically. Okay.
No, halachically, he should have gotten killed. David HaMelech said, you know what, I don't want to kill him, let him go to the front and let Hashem decide.
So why is he getting chastised by the Navi?
Oh, so that's what the Gemara is going to start. That's what the Gemara says. Just like B'chad ibn Amen, you weren't punished, you're not punished for the Yechiti. The Gemara is going to tell you that David HaMelech wasn't punished for it.